This is dictating for the Mount Pleasant Dialysis Unit. Fax is 989-779-8894. The patient is Gertrude Coddington, C-O-D, like David, D-I-N-G-T-O-N. Date of birth is October 31st, 1926. History. Ms. Coddington is an 86-year-old female patient with end-stage renal disease who has been on hemodialysis in the Mount Pleasant unit since January of 2011. She's been very stable on dialysis and has not required any inpatient hospital stays since that time. She does have chronic wheezing and shortness of breath and uses oxygen at home due to COPD. But she does do very well in dialysis and does not experience hypotensive episodes. She does experience some leg cramping toward the end of treatment, usually within the last 30 minutes of treatment. And that is resolved by position changes and decreasing flow rates. Past medical history is significant for congestive heart failure, hypertension, COPD, anemia of chronic disease, secondary hyperparathyroidism, gastroesophageal reflux disease, vitamin D deficiency, degenerative joint disease, prior history of bladder cancer in approximately 2008 with local radiotherapy, and she has a known small kidney on the left side and urinary incontinence with some stress incontinence. Past surgical history includes tonsillectomy, appendectomy, cholecystectomy, bilateral lens implants, and local radiotherapy treatment for bladder cancer, in addition to placement of a left upper extremity AV fistula for hemodialysis access in October of 2009. Social history. The patient lives alone. She quit smoking about 7 years ago. Prior to that, she smoked one pack a day since the age of 19. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. Family history, she has a daughter who had a renal transplant after being on hemodialysis due to diabetes and hypertension, and that was about 7 years ago. Drug allergies, she is allergic to codeine and tramadol. Current medications, Advair 250/50, one puff twice a day, allopurinol 100 milligrams daily, Norvasc 10 milligrams daily, aspirin 81 milligrams daily, Combivent inhaler 2 puffs QID, Combivent per nebulizer QID, Lovastatin 10 milligrams daily, Toprol XL 25 milligrams BID, Nefrocaps vitamin, one daily. Prilosec, 20 milligrams, one daily. ProAir HFA, two puffs, Q3 hours. QNASL, 80 micrograms, two sprays to each nostril, BID. Vitamin D3, 1,000 units daily. Oxycodone, 5 milligrams, 1 Q6 hours, PRN pain. Rendella powder, one packet with largest meal once daily. Objective, general, the patient is alert and oriented, very cheerful, pleasant, and cooperative. Vital signs, temp 98.6, pulse 92, blood pressure 140 over 79, current dry weight 64.5 kilograms. Head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat are within normal limits. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs have expiratory wheezes throughout, heart S1, S2, regular rate and rhythm. Heart S1, S2, regular rate and rhythm with a grade 2 over 6 systolic murmur. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, no organomegaly. Extremities have 1 plus pretibial and pedal edema. Pulses are 1 plus bilaterally. No ulcers or ischemic changes are noted at the extremities. No decreased sensation or motion in any extremities. Please put review of systems just before the physical examination. Review of systems, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. The patient is mildly hard of hearing, no visual disturbance. She does have chronic clear nasal drainage secondary to allergies, allergic rhinitis. Lungs, chronic shortness of breath and wheezing secondary to long history of smoking. Uses oxygen at home. Cardiovascular, no current chest pain, shortness of breath, hypertension is currently controlled. Gastrointestinal, no nausea, vomiting, constipation, or diarrhea, no melena or hematochezia. Neurological, no history of TIAs or CVAs. GU, no UTI symptoms, no hematuria, no dysuria. Positive urinary incontinence, stress, and urge incontinence are noted. And then diagnostic studies.